This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Over the weekend, people gathered at the Idaho State House steps to hold a rally in support of Black Lives Matter. But this protest had a very specific angle: healthcare and its connection to systemic racism. Boise State Public Radio news reporter Heath Druzum was there, and he is joining us live, of course, you know, over Zoom, to tell us how everything went. Hey there, Heath.
Hey, Gemma.
So what was the scene like Saturday? I mean, I saw pictures, and definitely, I mean, masks, social distancing were in place. You know, so that was something I think you don't always see in some of these rallies. But who was there, and what was the mood like?
Well, there were hundreds of people. By my own count, I'd say a little over 400. So it was a pretty good crowd. And it was a very peaceful, sort of somber gathering. There were a lot of folks in lab coats and scrubs because this was a healthcare themed event. And a lot of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers showed up. And, you know, very peaceful rallies, vigils, protests here. And this was no exception. There wasn't even really a particularly noticeable police presence. So it was a very relaxed kind of atmosphere. None of these so-called counter protesters showed up. So yeah, it was kind of a family event and a very, very kind of laid back, but somber.
And I did note in the beginning, just from a picture that I saw, Heath, that, I mean, I did notice, you know, people social distancing, people wearing masks. Was that pretty much how it was for everyone in that, who attended in that crowd?
Yeah, and that was very noticed. It was very similar to the vigil, which had some of the same organizers from Inclusive Idaho, and speakers. When they started the rally, they actually told people, "Hey, you know, especially because this is a healthcare themed rally, you know, we want to be very, very careful about social distancing, and you know, we ask that everybody wear a mask." And looking out over the crowd, I don't think I saw a single person without a mask, actually. It was impressive. It was, frankly, a lot better than I see out in the streets in Boise and in the grocery stores.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, right? Hey, we actually did an extended conversation about intersectionality last week. We'll make sure we link that again to our website for folks who haven't heard it. I think it's really worth a listen. But for people who have not heard of intersectionality, or who just really aren't sure what the connection with healthcare and racism are, can you explain why this rally had this specific focus?
Yeah, that's because there's huge racial disparities when it comes to healthcare access and health outcomes in this country, which has really kind of been laid bare by COVID-19. You've got a lot of minority groups dying at far higher rates than their white counterparts. And, you know, the important thing to keep in mind is this has nothing to do with, you know, biological differences. This is purely sort of structural differences in society and a lot of different factors kind of coming to a head in the healthcare industry. And I spoke to respiratory therapist Gabrielle Davis, who was one of the speakers there, and she said it way better than I could have. So I think you've got that clip of her.
The first thing to remember is that race is not a health disparity. Racism is a health disparity. Right now in the age of COVID, we know COVID disproportionately impacts Black and brown people more than any other group of people.
So Heath, what are then some of the changes that the organizers are calling for, you know, in healthcare? Because you're right. I think that Gabby really, you know, put it well, there is not a disparity when it comes to biological race. Racism is the issue.
Right. And, you know, some of the issues that she and some of the other speakers talked about were, you know, there's a lack of diversity in healthcare. And especially in a state like Idaho, where, you know, it is a pretty white state, and that can be an extra complicating factor for people of color here when they're seeking out healthcare. So, you know, there was a call for more diversity in healthcare, and then also a very specific call for, you know, white healthcare workers to take more effort to understand patients of color and their unique needs, and for the healthcare industry in general to have more training when it comes to that, and, you know, have a more holistic approach to patients, because a lot of that, you know, you even get into some of the textbooks that folks read when they're learning, like they're very sort of white patient focused. And there's a real need for a broader approach to healthcare to include more people, to include everyone.
Were there other examples of racism that any of the speakers brought up that stood out to you?
Yeah. I mean, there were some really, you know, some really kind of dispiriting examples that we heard. And some of them were given by Ty Waters. He's a third-year resident in family medicine and a Boise native. And he was talking about some of his and his friends' experiences. And he is a Black doctor. And, you know, one of the things he talked about was he came in to a patient who just had a baby and examined the baby. He was doing a general health exam, like head-to-toe exam of the baby. Mm-hmm. And even though he had just examined their baby, they still thought that he might be the person they had called to like fix a, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like fix a light bulb or I think it was fix the thermostat. And he's like, well, no, I'm a doctor. I'm, you know, he's had his lab coat on. I mean, it was a pretty evil. And, you know, there were some other ones where he had, you know, a patient's relative just constantly insist that no, you can't possibly be a doctor, even though again, he was the patient's doctor. He was wearing his lab coat. He had all his credentials. So there were unfortunately a lot of examples that day. And you know, I think it was a real wake up call to some of us who might not be as aware of this.
Mm-hmm. You know, Heath, police brutality is obviously on a lot of people's minds right now. Was that at all a part of the rally or brought up at this particular rally?
Yeah, absolutely. That did come up. And, you know, that is also, you know, the speakers see that as a health problem, certainly one that is a very human caused one. But yeah, being targeted unfairly by police is a particularly dire health threat to Black and Brown Americans. And Devin Gaskins, he's a medical student in the WAMI program, and he's from Boise as well. He gave a powerful reading of his essay about the fear of being killed by police. It's called Pre-Existing Condition, and I think we have a clip of that as well.
It is unclear at this time what event led to my death, as there are many mistakes I could have made to have caused it. I may have been asking a police officer for help. I may have been in my broken down car. I may have been leaving a party. I may have been out for a run. I may have been sleeping in my apartment. I may have been answering my phone.
Mm. We had him on the program on Friday, and that piece that he wrote is incredibly powerful.
It really was. And it certainly, you know, kind of cast a pall over the crowd, because I think it really kind of brought home how personal this was for folks who face this on a day-to-day basis.
I want to thank you for taking some time, Heath, and talking to us about this, and also for covering that we give that attention that is needed and deserved to this issue. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been speaking with our own Heath Drusen, Boise State Public Radio reporter. Up next, I'll look at first-time protesters as the anti-racism movement continues in the Mountain West. And do remember, we will be holding a news conference right at 1 p.m., right after Idaho Matters, regarding the significant number of COVID-19 cases in Ada County. You'll want to stay around and listen to that. This is Idaho Matters.